Person lends his friend loy yimash genenu elubaystin. The collateral that you take from him, you should not take against his will, even in the marketplace. You should always use a shliach beistin to take git b'shus beistin, like the Rav points out. V'leikonus lebeiso litol mashkono. And even the shliach beistin shouldn't enter his house, all the more so, like the Rav says, the Baal Chov himself, the lender himself. Nobody should go into his house. Shenemar b'chutz tamod, so the Torah says. He stands outside. Hayelo shnei kelim, if he has two kelim, and the chov is keneged both of them. Let's say each kli was worth $50. Let's say each shirt that the guy had was worth $50, and he owed him $100, and he had collateral against both of them. Noitel echad u'meniach echad. He takes one, but he leaves one. The Rav actually has a girsa, noitel echad u'machsir echad, which, same thing, like the Rav says, it's the time that the guy, the borrower, needs it. He needs the shirt back. You should return it back to him. And just keep the second one by you. As the Mishnah continues, U'machzer sakar b'layla, and you return the pillow at night, v'samachresha b'yom, and the plow during the day, because he needs it during the day. We're going to soon see that you're not actually allowed to take a machresha. It's also to take the machresha, the plow, something that he needs to subsist with. So, I forgot who, one of the Mefarshim say that, I think it's Taisus, that the cases where he took it on condition that he would only take it at night. That's not a problem. But regardless, he returns it during the day. Vim mace, and if the borrower died, Eino machzel yoshev, you don't have to return the collateral to the yoshim. That's the payback for the loan. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, af la'atzam eino machzer, ela ad shloshim yom. Even to the borrower himself, even if he didn't die, he's alive. So you're supposed to constantly be giving back the collateral to him when he needs it. Let's say during the day, you got to keep bringing it back, or during the night if it's a pillow. But that's only until 30 days. But after 30, it doesn't go on forever like this. After 30 days, you sell it through Beistin. The Rav says, Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Mishnah continues. Almana, Benchi Aniya, Benchi Ashira, Ein Mimashkin Inosa. An almana, lo aleinu, whether she's poor or rich, we never take collateral from her. Shenemar, v'leisachbol beged almana. You shouldn't, leisachbol is to take something as collateral. Don't do that to a beged almana. Hachovel asarichayim, if a person takes collateral for rechayim, which is a type of grinder, over b'leisase, you're over the lo sase. The Taisa Center brings the Rambam that even the time of the halva is aser. V'chayim yishum shnei kelim. And if you took this mill, this rechayim, you're over on both kelim. There are two parts to it. Shenamar le'yachbol rechayim v'rechev. Rechayim and a rechev. The Tver Sol points out, the stone that's on the bottom is called the rechayim. And the stone that's on top that surrounds it is called the rechev. They're both parts of this mill. So if you have both parts, which all of them do, you're over on both of them. Shenemar le'yachbol rechayim v'rechev. V'lo rechayim v'rechev b'var amru, and they didn't only say rechayim v'rechev, ela kol davar she'osen bo yochel nefesh, anything that a person uses to sustain himself, to give him parnasa, that he should live, you're over an iser, the araisa, by taking that as collateral, shenemar ki nefesh u'chayvel, because you're taking the person's livelihood. And therefore you're not allowed to take it.